The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The San Diego Zoo Skyfari was trending over the weekend when something happened. Here's a news report from it.
San Diego police say the Skyfari ride first stopped working just after 2 o'clock, leaving more than 100 people just stuck in the air. Officers tell us four young men aggressively rocked their gondola so hard that it came off track.
San Diego Zoo. Beautiful zoo, Anna Zapp. Beautiful zoo. For a minute, I thought it was SeaWorld because I remember SeaWorld used to give free beer out. Free beer.
I can't imagine they do that anymore.
No, I wouldn't think that would be a good idea. So it was such a strange experience because you would go. It would be like families and then it'd be like 20-somethings and then be wasted and you know, passing out all over the place. And in the background, like a dolphin show going on. It was very disturbing. Yeah.
Yeah. So 100 passengers just stuck in the air because these four rowdy guys, they, you know, rocking the thing, knocked it off track, shut the whole thing down. They ended up getting arrested. There's footage of them being let out in handcuffs. And I'm like, oh, these guys, like, what were you thinking? But imagine 2 hours, you're just dangling in a gondola, and you don't know what is happening, how long it'll come down, what if you have to go to the bathroom, what if you don't have a snack?
Right.
Now, the good news is they've all been given tickets for a future return trip.
Oh, great.
So good. So they're
I hope I get a first spot on the gondola again. I don't ride gondolas, man. I don't do well with heights in general. Uh-huh. So usually I don't get on anything like that. I mean, I know that they say, oh, everything's totally safe. But I'm like, you know, it's happened once or twice. Things have fallen down, and I don't like to mess with that.
It's funny you say that. I was in Disney World over the holiday, and they have, like, gondolas there. And
sure.
My kids wanted to go. They wanted to go. So finally we went in the gondola. And I remember just being terrified the whole time. I don't know why.
Right.
I was like, just get me off this thing. Like, that's enough, you know?
It's a flying metal contraption. I don't care if it's on a line or not. It's going to make me nervous, yeah.
But being stuck anywhere is never any fun. So 1-800-330-9999. We've certainly done this before, but it always makes me laugh to hear your stories of where you've been stuck. Raven, where were you stuck?
I did get stuck in one of my friend's kids' little tykes' cars before. So, like, you know, I just think it's awesome that kids have cars that they can play with all the time. I don't remember having a ton of them. I had big wheels back in my day, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I see something that looks cool, a Power Wheels, a little Tykes car or whatever, I'll just hop right in it. And let me tell you, the little Tykes car where your feet come out of the bottom like Fred Flintstone, it doesn't work very well if you're 5'11". Like, it's just not a good idea. You shouldn't do it. And I got stuck in one of those. And I mean, like, my friends had to roll it over on its side and, like, kind of pull me out of it. And by the way, your friends aren't, like, they'll get you out, but they're going to laugh at you. And they're not gentle. They're not trained people. They're not firefighters or paramedics. They're not trained. So they'll just be like, oh, look at you. Kick the car over. Drag you out by one of your arms. You know.
Raven, you're over 200-pound, 5'11 man inside of a little Tykes car. You think they're just going to sit there and have genuine concern about your well-being?
When I had done this, I was a younger man, and I was maybe 195.
Okay. All right. I remember when Hooters had an airline for a hot minute, Hooters Air. And
Anna thought it was a good idea to fly it.
They were cheap. We were doing a friend's getaway weekend. The flights were cheap.
What would make you think for a minute anybody in the company Hooters had any business operating an airline?
Just I was 22 years old. Who knows?
Right.
We got stuck on that tarmac in that airplane for about 7 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
There's got to be laws against that now at this point, I would think.
I think there is, but, you know, surprise, surprise. Nobody could figure out how to start that plane, I guess. Does anybody need more wings? Let's do that.
There were wings being served. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Where'd you get stuck? What happened? Where'd you get stuck? 1-800-330-9999. Over the weekend, hundreds of people were stuck on the Skyfari gondola at the San Diego Zoo after a bunch of 20-year-olds kind of knocked it off track.
Rowdy teens, if I see you in the parking lot, it's on, because I'd be terrified up there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where'd you get stuck?
So I went to a college in New England, and there was a huge snowstorm. And when I got out of work, I got stuck in my car overnight. I couldn't get out of the parking lot, so I had to end up sleeping in my car all night.
That's terrifying.
I mean, why wouldn't your work let you back in? like, what kind of job was this?
Everyone was trying to get home, and they locked it up. They can't let us sleep in there.
Oh, my gosh.
They let you sleep in the parking lot in the car? It's even worse.
I would have definitely slept wherever. Where were you working?
Walmart.
Oh, you couldn't let us stay in Walmart because I would have ripped that place silly. It's true.
Oh my gosh.
When I think about the staff at my local Walmart, Anna, they definitely got to sleep outside. They definitely do, or the store will be empty.
There would be nothing cooler than spending an overnight in Walmart.
Wouldn't
right?
it
just
be
running
nuts?
The aisles, like
Wouldn't
just eating snacks all day. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
Oh, if you're one of those ones that sells booze and food, it's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where'd you get stuck?
So my old apartment, I got literally stuck. I got locked out of it, and I tried to break in through the window. And I'm not like a big dude, but I'm definitely not small. I tried to climb in through the bathroom window, and I got stuck with my legs dangling outside the building. Luckily, I had my phone that I was using as a flashlight in my hand, and I made a phone call to a buddy. It was not my best moment. But he came and he pushed me. He pushed me all the way. I told him to pull me out, but instead he thought it'd be funny to push me. So I fell onto the ground. I was stuck in my bathroom window.
It's a good way to get a toilet upside your mouth. You got to go in hands first, though. You got to go in head first to anything like that, Anna. You can't go feet first.
You got to pull yourself through.
You gotta. At that point, you're committed. You gotta right. go at that point.
My problem whenever I try to squeeze into a tight space has always been my chest. I don't know if other women have had this problem, but it's like it always seems like a good idea right till you get to the chest where you can squeeze it. Even when you're at restaurants and the table, like the chair, is a little too close to the wall, where you think you can squeeze by.
No, I'll take that one. Yeah,
I'll get in there. And yeah.
Bad idea.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where'd you get stuck?
This is 100% a true story. I was driving in the Yucatan Peninsula in November of 2020. So it's like like COVID travel is happening, but it's not like 100% safe. The vaccines are not out. There was a hurricane in Mexico maybe a week before. I was driving at night, and I thought it was a puddle of water, whatever. It was not a puddle of water. I drowned the car. At night, in the middle of the Yucatan Peninsula, there are no lights around. None.
Oh, my gosh.
All I had is the stars. True story. And thankfully, some trucks were coming from the other direction, and some people were kind enough to just pull me to the nearest town.
Oh, man.
True story.
That is crazy.
I remember I read somewhere that it doesn't take much to drown your car. It's only like a foot and a half of water or something like that. That's why like standing still water is really so dangerous for your car. How terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. The girl that I was with had a panic attack.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I would too.
100%.
1-800-330-9999. Where'd you get stuck? The Skyfari gondola at the San Diego Zoo got stuck for over 2 hours with 100 people on it this past weekend. Imagine just dangling up in the sky, your legs up there, and you're like, hey, guys, I want to come down.
Right, and you're at the zoo, too, so maybe you're over, like, the hippo pit.
Right.
No thanks.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound fun.
Sometimes you just get stuck, whether it's your body or whether you're in a vehicle. When was the time you got stuck? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
In the parking garage at the casino.
What happened? How'd you get stuck there?
My husband's car had kayak racks on top, and I didn't think about it. And I pulled into the parking garage, got through the gate, and then couldn't go any further and couldn't back out any further.
You know what? Every parking garage I pull into, when they've got that bar that hangs low, I'm freaked out every time.
And the other place I got stuck was in the air rights garage. The machine to open the gate broke. I put my credit card in. Gate wouldn't go up. It took them over an hour to dismantle the machine to get my credit card back out and override the gate.
Oh, they can keep it. I'll just call my bank by then. I gotta get it. I'm backing up right out of here. Look out behind me. Beep.
beep, yeah. beep, I'm coming back.
When you hit that bar, do you just stay put, or do you put the car in reverse, or do you just power through because at this point you've committed to it?
I mean, the damage is done, right? You already have to explain it to your insurance company. And if you stay there with your car just wedged under it, you know you're just everybody's cell phone fodder for the day, right? You're going to be a meme. Ann Raven, where'd you get stuck?
It wasn't me. Retired officer. I got a call. Somebody was calling. Somebody was screaming for help. So I show up at the call. This woman is hanging upside down from her garage door.
Her robe
got caught and lifted her up, hanging upside down. Thank God she had her cordless phone in her hand. That's the only way that she can call for help, because this was like the early 90s. No cell phones back then. It was hysterical. I could not stop laughing, and she got so mad at me.
I mean, I can't think for a moment. Like, I look at my garage door. First off, I can't get it to consistently go up and down. Probably need to call a repairman. But I wouldn't think that it could pick me up.
No, well, not. She must have been 80 pounds.
Oh my God. It was, she was hanging upside down, and she's like, please help me. And I just could not stop laughing. She got so mad at me. So mad. It was hysterical. The funniest call I ever went on. So that was a huge memory right there. It wasn't me getting stuck. It was her, thank God.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where'd you get stuck?
Okay, in an elevator, and this is what the crazy part was. When I called the emergency call box where it says, you pick up the phone, I was thinking it would be like they'd hook me up to like the superintendent of the building. The guy answers and he goes, I said, I'm stuck in the elevator. He goes, well, what city? And I was like, in your city. It's like, this city? And he was just like, oh no, we're just like a call center and we have to dispatch somebody. And this was a Sunday, and I was in that elevator for 4 hours by myself.
Oh, by yourself.
Oh, what did you do? Yep. I mean, I think you'd call everybody, right, and be terrified the entire time.
No cell service.
No cell service.
I didn't have any cell
service. You might not have cell service now, I think, right?
I'd be demanding that the guy stay on the phone with me, the guy at the call center. I'd be like, so what are you doing? What are you into? You know?
What are you wearing?
Right. Okay. Tell me about your apartment. Like, what's your place like? Like, I mean, just anything for 4 hours. We're going to cover it all. Top five movies right now. Go.
Yeah.
Go, elevator guy.
I hope you had a granola bar in your pocketbook. The first thing, I would immediately get hungry. Even if I had just eaten, I would start panicking that I'm going to be hungry and get stuck. Our elevator at the office has been questionable for years.
Years.
And I keep thinking one of these days it'll just either crash straight down into the ground or I'll live in there for 6 to 7 hours. It's my nightmare.
Yeah.